Right, well, I wasn't going to do it, but I am now. I'm annoyed. London is broken. How on earth are we going to host the Olympics when, on a calm Wednesday evening, I cannot even get home simply and easily from the centre of town on an unbusy tube because, oh, guess what? Quelle surprise. The Victoria line is broken. Again! I've only been back in the country 3 weeks, and I normally travel on the Victoria line the whole time, but I've only been unlucky enough to travel on it twice since I've been home. And in those two occasions, 20-minute journeys have taken me an hour. An hour! You leave plenty of time for a delay. An hour! Oh, what a complete joke. I thought that sitting on my 40-minute journey, once I finally got on a tube at Oxford Circus, had calmed me down playing Angry Birds. But I'm afraid not. So here we go. Had a lovely evening out with my dear friend Medjucate, Lawrence Sherman. Great guy. He's from New York and has just got back from doing a talk at TEDx Maastricht. Very cool. Very nice evening. Go to get home. Victoria line. Delays. Not working. Oh, so I go down to the platform. And somebody's puked all over the platform. So I think, you know what? I need a wee. I'm going to buzz the information button and ask them two things. Do they know that someone's vomited all over the platform? No, they didn't. They sent somebody down. And was there possibly anywhere I might be able to go to the loo within the confines of the station, given that I now had to wait 11 minutes for the next Victoria Line train, which would undoubtedly stop for ages in all the stations? And it did. And no, there wasn't a way. So I asked what was wrong with the Victoria Line, signal problems. I said, did it ever work? And the guy candidly said, no, not really, no. I mean, you know, 10 out of 10 for honesty, but it's not really good enough, is it? It's already 2011, the Olympics are 2012. How on earth are we going to transport people around? Anyway, so I thought I'd just, you know, if I've got that long to wait, I'm not going to stand around with loads of vom everywhere. I'll pop out and go to the loo. I asked the tube guy upstairs what were the options. He also, when I commented on the Victoria line, said, yeah, I hate these new trains. They're really hot and they always break down. Well, excellent. I'm really glad I spent the last goodness knows how many years waiting around with them shutting the bloody line entirely on weekends or closing it past 10 p.m. weekdays or Sunday to Thursday. I'm really glad they did all that. They did all that so they could bring us trains that are much more uncomfortable. They don't even bloody work. Excellent. Oh yeah, we'll put the fares up as well. Brilliant. Great. Genius. Love it. Anyway, he suggested I try the McDonald's. So I go to McDonald's, McLoo, whatever you call it. Their loos are all blocked. Oh great. Trust my luck. It's okay, because I know near Oxford Circus there are some public loos. They'll still be open. Oh no, they won't. In fact, there'll be a really grumpy woman basically telling me to fuck off because they have no water. Excellent. Well, that's just grand. Luckily, a very nice hotel let me go to the loo. More information than you ever needed, I'm sure. Back to the tube. Apparently they're running, of course, to Seven Sisters first. Get my tube to Victoria, or the Victoria line back to Walthamstow, and yeah. Stops forever in every tunnel, every stop. Oh, finally make it home. Even finish the annoying level on Angry Birds. Yay! You know, it's kind of late now. I don't want to walk around the streets on my own in the dark. I'll see if there's a bus. Oh my goodness! Would you believe it? There is my bus. It's right there. If I run, I can catch it. This never happens. Maybe my luck is changing. Oh yeah. The button on my coat also fell off. Everything in London is broken, I'm telling you. But yo, it's okay, because there's my bus. The night is saved. It will end on a good note. So I run. It doesn't even bloody stop. I'm at the main bus station in Walthamstow, and the bus I need doesn't even bother to stop. And I think, oh, well, maybe I didn't get there in time. And then I realise there's a guy with his violin scorching down the street towards the next bus stop, which if you run fast enough you can get to quicker than the bus if you're lucky. and we both were, thankfully. So we went round to the other bus stop, and I just wanted to know why on earth he didn't stop. Oh, he didn't see us. What did you expect me to do? Well, I expected you perhaps to draw in and stop, given it's the main bus station. And, yeah, maybe no wonder you didn't see us. There's no freaking lighting anywhere. Great. London is broken. London, I love you. You're a great city. I grew up here. I am a Londoner. I am a born and bred Londoner, and I tell you, there are not too many of those around. But sort it out. We are going to collapse under the Olympics. It is going to be embarrassing. So Boris, there's absolutely no reason you would be listening to this, but you should be listening to this. London is broken, and I think you'll find it's your job to fix it. Please do something.